Okay, this hour, Lisa Barnett with us, of course. We're talking about her two works, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records and From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. So we'll take your questions for her, but if you want an Akashic Record reading, which you'll spend about a minute or so on it, we need your name and the state you're in now, and Tom, of course, will get that information. So we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie. And when you're calling in and Tom gets to the phone, tell him if you just have a question for Lisa or if you want a reading, and then he'll go to town on that. And then we'll try to get you into Lisa as soon as possible as we can. Lisa, when you started doing this, what was that moment for you that got you into this?
Well, it was kind of interesting, George, because I was doing psychic readings. I had a healing center. I was an energy healer. And every once in a while, when a client would come in, we would connect in this very expansive way. And I would get information about their past lives and partly about their, you know, their soul's plan, maybe why they picked this challenging situation. And I would always think, wow, that was so much more than I was getting otherwise or when I was doing energy healing. And it took me, and I'd often get kind of a big booming voice also. And so it took about 5 years of that because I had no idea what was creating that. And because my original healing teacher told us to go to the Akashic Records and ask for healing energy, but they told us that you couldn't go into the Akashic Records.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I would go up to the record keepers and say, you know, please, record keepers, can you give my clients some upgraded energy now that we've cleared a lot of old stuff out of their field, etc. And I could see that energy come in, and it would look like waterfalls or it could be, you know, a symbol of some kind. But because she had said you can't really go talk to them or go into their records, that's what I believed. But actually, she happened to have been wrong.
Big time wrong.
Right.
When you go into the Akashic Records, can you go into the future, or is it just the past and present?
You know, you can go into the future, absolutely. But what the record keepers say is that nothing is written in stone, and they also say that about the past. So that's the interesting thing. You can go into the future, but you're on a particular trajectory today, and sometimes by getting information about your future, you change the trajectory. And so, or something else will happen. It could be tomorrow. It could be, you know, in 2 months. But something will change you, even if it's 1 degree or 5 degrees. That could really put you on a different path, you know, 10 years down the road. So what I find is that even often when it looks like you're on a good trajectory, some people get scared about good, say about, oh, maybe I'm going to make a lot of money, or how am I going to do that? And what if something bad happens? And we, you know, we get all wrapped up in our little brain, and sometimes we pull ourselves off a positive trajectory almost by getting that information.
You seem to have the ability to get into people's Akashic Records, not just your own, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And because...
Stay out of my records.
So there's a couple of things there. You have to have permission to access a person's Akashic Records.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So, my little spoof there of stay out of my records, that's true. I have to give you permission, basically, to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, and so that's good to know. And the thing with the past is that because the future, the present, the past is all happening in that quantum field of the all, there is no time and space, we can actually go in and retrieve past life information or heal past life trauma that's blocking you from moving forward in your life. So we can change the past just as much as we could change the future.
Have I wrongly realized that the Akashic Records are records for you when you die or records for you when you're still alive?
You know, I would say, the record keepers say, that they are records for you when you are still alive. And this is literally why they said to me many years ago, please start a school will give you a five-step wisdom prayer system so you can easily teach other people how to do this, because this is your birthright. Accessing your own Akashic records is your birthright. And so I teach people online. As a matter of fact, I have a class starting today at noon Pacific time online. So I teach hundreds of people.
Get some rest after the show, right?
Lucky it's not till noon.
Now, the Akashic Records could also be called the Book of Review, right?
I guess you could, sure, because everything you've ever been or done is written in those records. And
right.
So,
now, yeah. Do we sometimes forget what we've done? I mean, I pretty well remember everything I've done since I was a kid. Why do I need the Book of Records or the Akashic Records to remind me about that?
But you don't remember other lifetimes, do you, George?
No, I do not.
Right? So when you write a soul plan, when you picked your family, when you chose the gifts that you were bringing back to share with humanity, they were connected to and based on other past lives. And so, not that this would pertain to you, but for many people, we're not sure about what those gifts are. We want to find out more about them, and we have a variety of them, not just one. And so we might want to go back and see lifetimes in which we were a communicator or a healer or a writer or an inventor or a scientist, whatever it might be, right? And we can go back and we can see some of those lifetimes in which we were proficient at these things. And often when we want to start a business or get a new job or create something, right, we would like to know that we've been good at that before.
Okay.
And so that's really helpful for us, you know, humans who, like, worry about this sort of thing.
Let's go to the calls. You ready?
Absolutely.
They are lining up and most want readings. Let's go to Vicki in St. Louis. She wants a reading. And Vicki, are you my old Nighthawk listener?
No. This is Vicki from St. Louis. I've never met you, but I've listened to you for a long time. Love your show, George.
All right. Thanks, Vicki. Go ahead, Lisa. Take it away. She wants a reading.
Hi, Lisa. I've just had, like, so much bad stuff happen in my life over the last several years, and I've never found love. I've never found a good career. I just want to know what I need to do to get on the right path, or, can the Akashic Records put me in that direction? What is it that I'm supposed to do?
What can we find in the records there,
Well,
Lisa?
What they want to say to you about, you know, the negative things that have happened in the past for you is part of what you're doing is finishing up learning and growing. So they really want you to kind of look back and see what you've learned and spend time, you know, being compassionate with yourself and understanding that growth, and then use it as you go forward to not only help yourself and to move forward, but to help other people. And they're actually saying that you have some very beautiful past lives as some of them are they look like nuns, but very spiritual lifetimes where you've been a spiritual guide. So kind of look into seeing how you can do that, even with just one person, even, you know, being the person that is the good listener or being the person who's compassionate. That is a lot of what your soul wanted to do in this lifetime.
Good luck, Vicki. Hope everything works out for you. Take heed with some of that information. When we, you know, have our many lives, if you start off your very first life, let's say, whenever that happened, your very first physical life, if you were a righteous person, a good person, would you reincarnate again? I always thought reincarnation was to build perfection.
Yes. So here's the interesting thing. The record keepers say is that there are lifetimes where we are very righteous. We are very awake. We might be an amazing spiritual teacher. We might be a healer. But as a soul, there are so many things to learn about here in this human realm, which is like the best, school anywhere in all of the planets, planes, or dimensions. And so we keep coming back and to learn more things. And then, so back in the golden ages, way thousands and thousands and many thousands of years ago, the vibration was higher and it was a little bit easier to be that righteous person. And then as we slid down into heavier, denser energies, we got stuck often in these kind of karmic patterns, and we did things that weren't so nice, and then we came back to learn and grow around that and to be more compassionate. So we've gone up and down through the different ages, and because as souls, we come back over many, many, many thousands of years.
See, I'm convinced that everybody who's calling into the program right now, listening to the show, they're all uplifting spiritually in some form or fashion. I think their days of reincarnating may be coming to an end, because I think they're pretty spiritual and they're getting close to that level where they don't need to reincarnate anymore. You think I'm right?
I do think you're right. Actually, I do. So people who are really on a spiritual path, they came, you know, we've been on spiritual paths for such a big part of our incarnations, and we were so excited to come back now because we are raising into a new higher energy, and I believe we're going to move into a higher dimension, into the fifth dimension over the years, and so that we will be manifesting and creating with greater ease, and I believe there will be peace. And so, and maybe not next year, but literally over the next, 20 years, 50 years. So I really believe that all the light workers are here to hold the light, to finish their old karma. So it's not, just like the last question. I mean, that was really what they said to me, was complete karma so that you can, go on and be of service.
Let's go to Billy in Georgia, and Billy has a question for you and would like a reading. Let's take the question first. We go east of the Rockies. Hi, Billy.
Good morning, all.
Good to have you with us. So what's your question first for Lisa?
Is there a step that I can take that would allow me to access the records? I'm a layman.
All right. What can she do to learn on her own? And then we'll get a reading right after this, Lisa.
Well, there's a couple of different things. Of course, I could say, my book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic
Records. Well, go ahead and say that if it works for people.
Right. Well, it's a five-step wisdom prayer system. So it's a simple way you can get a book and really do the processes. So that's, I think, a very easy kind of system.
Is it meditation?
No, it's not meditation. I was just going to say some people do it through guided visualizations or meditations. I find the five-step wisdom prayer system easier for most people because, there's an access prayer that literally moves you into the Akashic field.
Okay, and let's give her a reading. Let's see if she has a question first. Billy, do you have a question for your reading?
No, just it feels like I've stepped off my path,
Okay, we got to get you back on that path. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah. So, what they're showing me is they actually are showing me kind of a road to the left. And I'm just really seeing more of a dark energy. So would you like me to ask your record keepers to uplift and bring some of that old energy to completion? They're actually saying you know what it is and you've learned whatever you came to learn around that, and so we can fill that path back with light and help to shift that energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right.
And yes, I would. Please.
Okay, yes. So we just ask.
So that's the permission you needed, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we ask her, and we can ask her record keepers to help to uplift that kind of heavy, dark energy that has really kind of stopped her on her higher path. So I'm feeling it moving. You may feel it too, Billy, or some people feel, some people don't. But just letting that all go. And then we ask the record keepers to fill you back up with the highest golden energy and light and help you move back forward on your higher path.
Super.
Beautiful.
All right. Good luck, Billy. Hope everything works out for you. And it's amazing how you do this, Lisa. It really is.
Thank you.
Do you have fun doing it?
I do. I do because, the beautiful thing is, again, I move into this energy of the Akashic field. I feel very surrounded by the love, and I just am always happy and excited to help people, to support people, to help people transform their lives when that's what they're looking for.
Up next, our wild card caller, Jane from Biloxi, Mississippi, and she wants a reading. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, George, and hi, Lisa. And I really, really thank you for having these shows, and they're awfully wonderfully encouraging.
They're uplifting, aren't they?
They are totally uplifting, George. I thank you for your commitment on that. I just can't thank you enough, and for these wonderful guests that you have. I just kind of wanted to, yes, I did want to get a reading, and I wanted to kind of tell you, you know, I'm a writer, and I had given some direction in that toward veterans, like about a year and a half ago. I was writing a book about the empathy that we need to have for war veterans, but I kind of lost courage, and I kind of just started feeling real negative, and then my family had all kind of episodes. My husband went blind, and I got real sick, and my doggies got cancer, and so I, you know, basically decided I didn't want to be here anymore. But the good spirits and God just seemed to bring me back from a situation that I didn't think I was going to come back from. And now I'm writing again, and I feel like I've had a renewed love, especially God bringing me back like that. And then the greetings I got from all these wonderful people that have, you know, it's almost like greeting me back to a new world, a new birth, you know. But I guess, Lisa, I told Tommy I wouldn't go on about too much for sure, but I wanted to kind of get an idea of what genre topic you think that I ought to go for in a book.
As a writer, okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing the record keeper said is that you've had half a dozen lives as a published author. So you have done this before, and they really want you to know that. And so we'll just ask if you like. Just let me know, and we'll ask them to reclaim some of those gifts, talents, and wisdom for you right now.
You want that permission, Jane?
Yes.
All right, you got your yes, Lisa.
So we just ask the record keepers to just really refold time. We can bring those beautiful gifts of writing with ease, of being filled with that energy of grace as you write, of finding the perfect publisher or self-publishing, whatever it is now, that works for you with all ease and grace. And we just bring all of that into present time, into your life right here and now.
We're going to come back and take some final calls with Lisa Barnett in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Her website, of course, is called Akashic Knowing. com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Those of you on hold, we will do our best to get through to all of you. Those of you calling will do also the same. So we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Lisa Barnett as we talk about the Akashic Records, your Akashic Records. So stay with us. And also don't forget to take advantage of our free YouTube channel by just going to YouTube and putting in Coast to Coast AM Official. On our next Coast to Coast program, Dr. Richard Gallagher joins us. He's a psychiatrist. His work is called Demonic Foes. 25 years as a psychiatrist investigating possessions, diabolical attacks, and the paranormal. Looking forward to that. And then ufologist James Fox joins us as he unveils his latest film called Phenomenon, which explores close encounters of the third kind and cases which include accounts of beings associated with craft and everything. Really looking forward to that. That's our next Coast to Coast show. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Lisa Barnett, author of several books, including The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. Lisa, tell me about karma. You do well, good things come back to you. You do evil to people, bad things come back to you. How does that work?
Well, it really works, again, as the concept of soul growth. And so when we make a choice that may turn out to be like bad for other people, maybe we're particularly greedy and we keep all the money and we pay our employees terrible wages and everybody's, you know, suffering, then often in another life, or sometimes later in that life, we might have a turnaround where business goes bad, we have no money, we need some help, and there's no one there to help us. And hopefully what we do is we start to learn and we go, oh gosh, you know, it would have been a nice idea if I had been more generous with my employees. Now I need some help, and nobody likes me because I'm not a nice person, right? And so we change our ways. We become more nice. We, you know, start to become a different type of person because we've gotten more conscious. So it's not about the punishment. It's about the learning that you can get from the experience.
Yet it's not easy to change. Change comes very slowly, doesn't it?
Yes, I think for so many of us it does. I think that a lot of times we have, like, something, maybe it might be an accident, or it might be an illness, or it might be something kind of traumatic that makes us stop in our tracks and say, hey, you know, maybe I need to make a different choice. Something is going, you know, south here. And so when we have a situation that really stops us in our tracks, I think for some people it's a whole lot easier because they get that big wake-up, you know, call, and they go, okay, I better change things because this is not, you know, going well for me. For other people, sometimes it might be 10 or 20 lifetimes of coming back again and struggling again and again and never seeing the bigger picture.
All right, let's go to Ray in San Rafael, California, for a reading. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, George.
Sure thing, Ray. San Rafael, California there, and take it away, Lisa.
Hi, Ray. What would you like to ask?
Just a reading. I really don't have a specific question.
All right.
Okay. you know, the records are really big. Anything you would like some help to clear or to move forward or anything?
That sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So what the record keepers are saying is that it's been a little bit of a challenging 20 years for you, and so they want to go back and kind of do some clearing of the old energy, because they're saying that you have been on that, just like George and I were talking about, that kind of learning path, and it's not always easy, right? And sometimes it's way slower. But what they're saying is that we're going to clear a lot of that old stuck energy so that you can move forward with much more ease and grace next year. And it actually feels like there should be a really nice kind of opening or breakthrough, hard opening, and some connections for you. So they're clearing the old energy, and they're filling you up with beautiful Akashic light and love, and kind of sending you on this more golden path. So just many blessings on that road.
Good luck, Ray. Hope that all works out for you. That's good news for some people, isn't it?
Yeah. I find the record keepers, it's always very positive because, again, it's not about judgment or about wrong. It's about what did you learn? How can they support you? What can they do to, you know, help you to shift the old and move forward? So they're very, very, very helpful. And really, I find that for many people, it can be very transformational to do a reading or learn to read your own records, or, you know, to really start to access this information.
With the time permitting, we'll take as many calls as we can. West of the Rockies, Gina Maria is with us in the state of Washington. Hello, Gina Maria.
Hello. Love and peace and God bless to everyone.
You too.
Everything
and,
everywhere.
And you'd like a reading, so do you have a specific question?
No, just go for it.
There you go, Lise.
Okay. Where are you again, Gina Maria?
She's in the state of Washington.
Okay, thank you. You know, they're showing me angels. And so I'm seeing this beautiful beam of light, and there's an angel on your left and an angel on your right. I don't know if you do much angelic work, but it feels like they are coming in more fully and clearly, and they're saying, talk to your angel. So if you haven't been consciously conversing with them, they're here and waiting to help you, and so they'd like you to speak to them.
All right, Gina, good luck, and just go for it and enjoy.
Yeah, beautiful.
These helpers that you are tapping into, how many are out there, do you know?
Well, each person has their own set. I always call them kind of the record keepers or the librarians of your records. And I would say that most of us have about a dozen or so that are there helping us.
Let me go to Susan in Roseville, California for a reading. Hello, Susan.
Hi, George and Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to know what the past lives were, the recent ones.
Okay.
What I was.
Yeah. So there's a couple. You actually had a couple of kind of quick ones. They're saying that. Oh, boy, you were in Europe in World War One, and so you died a bit young, and then you came back relatively quickly. And so the lifetime before that, you were also in Europe. You've had quite a few more European-type lives in the 1800s, they're saying. You were a seamstress. And so,
A seamstress,
oh. Right? Do you sew in this life?
I would like to, but I'm not that, all that great at it.
Let's ask if they can bring some of those past life gifts as a seamstress into
I'm interested in it.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, if you'd like, we'll ask them and bring that, reclaim some of those gifts from that life in the 1800s where you were very, very good. You were quite a seamstress. So we'll bring those more present, bring that gift into your life that you wanted to use. And that sounds kind of like a fun hobby.
I love it. How many readings do you do, Lisa, at any given time?
I try and keep it down to about 8 a week because I also teach about 3 classes a week. So, you know, my calendar fills up relatively quickly.
I bet. My God. Is it exhausting for you?
No, I try and pace it out. I do 2 or 3 a day. You know, I love people. I love being in the energy. It's just, it's very, you know, like I say, full of love. And so it's very uplifting. Every day I just feel like I'm so blessed to be able to do this and share these gifts with people and help them. So it's lovely.
We go next to Portland, Oregon. Elisa's there, and she's got a question and then a reading. Go ahead with your question, Elisa.
My question is, how would any individual know whether they needed soul retrieval or not?
How would they know if you need soul retrieval, Lisa?
Well, usually it's that's around trauma and emotional pain. So often in many different lifetimes, we may die traumatically. So like a good example is someone who would like to do some healing work or some spiritual work or feel like they've got gifts, but they're afraid to use them. And often that's been splintered off because maybe they got killed or died as a healer or something like that at the Inquisition, right? And so we can go back, clear that pain and trauma from that lifetime, and retrieve those gifts and talents. And so that's a piece of soul retrieval. So I do quite a bit of that when I do my hour-long sessions for people, because I would say that most of us have pieces and parts that we've left splintered about through so many lifetimes.
Okay, and she would like a reading as well.
Okay, do you have a question?
Just where am I supposed to be at this time?
All right. Where's she supposed to be at this time, Lisa?
Talk
to those advisors.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure if you're speaking about place or work or, you know, they're kind of, but what they're saying, they're actually saying that there is a trajectory shift that would be useful for you. And so it feels like looking for new work, new connections in some sort of way. So they're saying open your heart and spend some time going in to your heart, to connecting to other people around you, new people, happy people, upbeat people, and start to kind of raise your vibration through meditation, and some new doors will open.
Are these helpers that you tap into, Lisa, were they once human beings? Are they like you know, entities never were.
They never have been human. So the way they explain it is that when they individuated from Source, they literally chose to stay in that kind of unified field of one and be of service to humanity by being the librarians and the record keepers for people's Akashic records.
All right, next up, we're going to Reno, Nevada for a question and a reading. Reese is with us. Hi, Reese. What's your question?
Hello, George. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was curious just about my life pursuits and if I've chosen to choose the right things, and then also just to have a reading based on that.
Okay.
Okay, kind of one and the same, I think. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, they are. They match.
Yep. Okay, so... you know, they're actually saying that you brought quite a few gifts back with you. And so, yes, one of the gifts you are using right now, but they're also saying that there are at least two more that you will kind of use in your life. And often our gifts are not a job description, right? They're kind of gifts and talents that we have, and it may be like deciding to write that book or help a neighbor or whatever that might be. But they're saying there's two more, so kind of keep your eyes open and think about the things you really love to do that speak to your heart, that make you happy. And it feels like a little bit of a shift in what you're doing, but it's all part of your soul path and plan.
Thank you, Reese. Good luck with you, and I hope everything works out. You give people great advice, but you're uplifting, Lisa.
Thank you.
That's so important nowadays. Let's go to Connie in Daytona Beach, Florida, for a reading. Hello, Connie. Do you have a question?
Yes, I would like to know. I feel like I'm stuck or got blockages in my path, and things feel pretty heavy on me.
Okay. Get her out of that rut, Lisa.
Okay. Do I have your permission to do some healing for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, absolutely. So the record keepers are saying that some of this is a karmic pattern that you've had through many different lifetimes, and you're here to complete it. And so we're going to clear the old energy from these lifetimes as well as from this lifetime, so all the way from the past up to the present, and free you up to bring in this higher light and information, so kind of free you up to spend more time being happy, which is kind of sounds a little frivolous, but really it's about bringing joy into your life and to share that joy with people around you. So they're saying you really have that gift and ability to make other people happy by being upbeat yourself, and so by clearing this energy, that should make it easier for you to do.
Good luck, Connie. Good luck, Connie. And folks, if you don't get on, you can test the waters with Lisa by going to her website, which is akashicknowing.com. We've got that linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Tell us what that offer is for our listeners,
yes.
Lisa.
So you can save 20% on an Akashic reading with me. And so when you go to the purchase page, you would just put C2C, right, for Coast to Coast, but just a capital C2C, in the coupon box, hit the apply button, and you will save 20% on a reading.
Have you ever come across anything so scary you ran out of the room?
No, I haven't. Honestly, I've seen some,
good,
you know, nasty, dark stuff, but I also feel very guided, guarded, and protected in the Akashic field because that's part of what they do for us when we go into our records, is hold us in this sacred space.
Lisa, thanks for being on the program. Keep in touch with us on your next work, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, George.
Great. Get some sleep. I know you got an early rise for some more sessions coming up, so get some sleep. And don't forget to join us tomorrow on Coast to Coast as I talk with a psychiatrist who's dealing with demonic forces. Be very careful there. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.